News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn back to that 100 million euro redevelopment project to redevelop Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in Dublin being rejected by On Commission Planála. We are joined by Carol Pollard, Dr. Carol Pollard, former president of the Royal Institute of Architects in Ireland, editor of the book Irish Cities in Crisis. Carol, the Commission Planála said that the proposed glass design lacked a sense of original aesthetic. But they also noted the current facade is by no means the gold standard. Do you welcome the decision by On Commission Planála?
Good morning, Shane. I do very much, and I think it's really important that the primary grounds for refusing the development is on design. Like I really, to me, that sends out just exactly the signals that we want. Recently. Ministers, certain ministers in the government and indeed officials in the department have been trying to downgrade the importance of design. They're saying aesthetics aren't important when it comes to apartment design, that it's all about size and affordability. And of course, it's about affordability. But it's design is just so important. Like, if you, why do we love going to other cities around the world? Why do Irish people love going on their weekend breaks abroad to all these beautiful cities around the world? Because they are beautiful cities, and yet it seems that we just don't seem to think that that should apply to Dublin somehow, or to any of our Irish cities. So I think for them to have rejected it on those grounds, I think is really really strong. In terms of leaving the door open for tinkering around with the facade that's on it, I actually don't necessarily agree with that. Obviously, I haven't seen any proposals to do that, but I think that might be getting into slightly dangerous territory.
So are you a fan? We were debating this a little bit earlier. Are you a fan of the current design of the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre?
As it stands at the moment, no, I don't like it. But I don't think because I don't like it that it deserves to be demolished. You know, I think it's really good that we all have opinions about our buildings. I think it's very healthy to have opinions about our buildings. And we'll always have buildings that we don't like. And generally, buildings of the 70s, 60s, 70s and 80s are disliked in Ireland. But I think that's a little bit to do with the fact that they're not old enough yet for us to really,
definitely,
really
see them. I agree. But I think, I mean, I love some of the 70s architecture. I suppose my problem with the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, I mean, I'm not mad about the front of it. It doesn't do anything for me, but I accept the point you're making. I just think the side of it is a dog's dinner. I think it ruins South King Street.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And you know what? We really need to get into more adaptive reuse in Ireland. You know, 30% of our carbon emissions in Ireland come from the construction sector, and a lot of that comes from demolition. You know, there's no need to be demolishing all our buildings that are, you know, that stand. And I think we've spoken about this before, Shane. Like, it's something we just have to stop doing. And I think that the Stephen's Green Centre, I'm not an expert in retail design, but to me, the reason that it hasn't worked is because the circulation, internal circulation, is really, really poor. There's single-person staircases. The escalator system doesn't work. The lifts are tucked down at the back of the building and they're difficult to use. I've tried to use them myself.
Oh, getting off the first floor of the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre is one of the great challenges in life.
Absolutely. The circulation just does not work. And I also think all those kiosks on the ground floor, like, it's a beautiful light-filled building in one way. Okay, you look at it from that point of view and it reminds people of a glass house or whatever it reminds it of. Take out all the kiosks and create a garden in the middle of it. And put living, you know, accommodation on the upper floors. Like, be imaginative. Open up the King Street facade, as you say, to shops, you know, and the levels need to be adapted there so that, you know, that it's accessible, that you don't have to walk up into shops. But it's all doable to make it into a really exciting, vibrant hub and keep the quirky facade and let it be quirky. Like, you know, I'm not a big fan of gimmicky architecture, but gimmicky architecture attracts people. You know, and, you know, make it, turn it into something wild and wonderful and make it a real kind of a real centre point and a kind of a something to anchor Grafton Street. Because, you know, shopping has changed since COVID. Shopping has changed and we need to get with the programme and work out how to design retail areas that still function and are, you
absolutely
know,
I couldn't agree with you more. Just very finally, you raised something that again that we didn't talk about in earlier, but I think is really important. The idea, I mean, I think the development they were talking about was yet more office space. The idea of getting people to live in the Stephen's Green shopping centre. I don't think it's an opportunity we should miss. I think it would be brilliant if you had a few hundred people living in that building. I think it would bring great life to there at night.
Absolutely. And, you know, just across the way is Stephen Court, which is an office building that was from the 1970s, which has, there's a planning permission to demolish that. Now, it's halted at the moment because we have too much office space in Dublin and the developers are having a rethink and they're sitting back. Like, why that is not converted into an apartment building as well, or it not even fully apartments, maybe keep the front block as offices and apartments in at the back. You know, we need to start thinking differently about our buildings. And, you know, there's a phrase that I've used before, and I call it archidiversity. Like, everybody knows what biodiversity is and the importance of having a diverse flora and fauna in our cities and our environments. But we also need diversity in our architecture. Our city represents every stage of its evolution, every piece of the population that has come through the city has left its stamp on the city. And those buildings are, you know, represent that. And I think that the buildings can stay, but the use can be adapted. We don't need to demolish them. We don't need to start again. And, you know, now that I said, to just repeat that, now that the office blocks, we have enough office blocks in the city, let's start putting more apartments in and inventive apartments. So people want to live in different spaces.
Dr. Carol Pollard, former president of the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland, editor of the book Irish Cities in Crisis. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.